I would hope and try to encourage each and every individual to know first and foremost and understand who are your leaders at the local level, the state level, and the federal level, and to establish a contact with those leaders to understand what their formal position is with regard to fossil fuel transport here in the Northwest, whether it be specifically the Columbia River Gorge, whether it be up through the coast of Washington or into Oregon, if they have a position that somewhat supports or is making concessions, to absolutely demand the justification for that when we all are very well reminded of the consequence that's been endured here in the last few days when it goes unchecked.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Debtors Assembly in St. John's, Tuesday, June 21st at 4 p.m. under the bridge at Cathedral Park in Portland. Strike Debt is a nationwide movement of debt resistors fighting for economic justice and democratic freedom. This event also features a Strike Debt Portland potluck. Again, that's the Debtors Assembly in St. John's, Tuesday, June 21st, 4 to 7 p.m. at Cathedral Park in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Coming up next, we have Preference Radio. This program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212 in Vancouver at 360-694-1234. Or radiocab.net. This program has also been made possible by Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. Smartphone app available for all iPhones and Androids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
Welcome, listeners. Thanks for tuning in to KBOO tonight. I'm Alan, your host on Preference, an experiment in queer radio. We come to you with a heavy heart and with a full heart tonight. I have in the studio Erica Williams with Greater Portland Trans Unity.
Hi, Alan.
Thanks for being with us, Erica. We're going to jump around a little bit today. We have some call-in guests, then we have some in-studio guests joining us later. So, everybody, thanks for being part of the ride. Erica, why don't you tell us all a little bit about yourself.
My name is Erica Williams. I am a transgender woman. I have been organizing in Portland with both Greater Portland Trans Unity and the Maryland Black Abolitionist Collective for a couple of years now. And I'm committed to helping to construct an actual supportive trans community in this city.
What is the Maryland Buck Abolitionist Collective?
They're not really associated with Pride, but they are an organization of white folks who are involved in anti-racist, anti-white supremacist, anti-capitalist political education, doing workshops for different organizations and groups about that kind of work.
Great. Now, you're with Greater Portland Trans Unity.
That's correct, yeah.
Do you want to tell us about Mm-hmm. Group.
Yeah, Greater Portland Trans Unity is a community organization. It's entirely volunteer run and led. And starting last year, we have been putting on the Trans March every year at Pride. And well, for 2 years now, I guess. And we are an organization devoted to, like I said earlier, trying to create actual trans community, trying to provide an outlet for trans folks in the city and surrounding areas and even in the state, because we have a lot of people coming from far-flung communities to come to Portland Pride, and providing them a place to talk, to be heard, to organize as well.
Wonderful. I believe... Great. We have a caller. I think... Let's find out who's with us.
Hi, this is Shannon.
Shannon, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Absolutely. Shannon, you're calling in to us to give us a primer on an event that's happening Friday. So why don't you tell us about that?
Excellent. Well, just to give a little bit of background, I come from Oregon Fair Trade Campaign, and one of the issues with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a free trade agreement we're currently hoping to stop, is that in over 6,000 pages of a, quote, 21st century trade deal, there's no mention of the phrase human rights. This is an agreement between 12 countries, many of whom have significant human rights issues across the spectrum from labor to gender. But specifically, we're holding a rally to kick off Pride Weekend because the Trans-Pacific Partnership would actually put us in closer trade relations with nations that the punishment for same-sex relations is either imprisonment or death by stoning. And we really want to let Earl Blumenauer, our representative here in the Portland area, who's been really good on LGBT issues domestically, know that until he comes out against the Trans-Pacific Partnership, he is not supporting our community. And so we're going to have a rally at his office at noon on Friday. There's going to be some speakers from community groups, and we're going to have a short march. But the most important part is to put that pressure on Congressman Blumenauer, because the TPP will be coming to a vote in Congress likely this year. And the more local pressure we can show, the more likely it is that he will vote to oppose the deal. And that is pretty much it, but I definitely would invite any questions from you or your guest.
I didn't quite catch the time of it again. Could you repeat that?
It's at 12 noon.
12 noon on Friday?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Excellent.
And where again is Blumenauer's office?
I did leave that out, didn't I? That is in the Lloyd Center area. The exact address is 911 Northeast 11th. And it's a large office building with a big, nice plaza. That's what we'll be gathering in, that outdoor plaza area.
Great. Now, you said TPP is a 6,000-page document?
Yes.
What's the easiest way for folks to get a handle on at least some of what's in this?
Well, I would say that the best place is a report that was done shortly after the release of the text last October, and that can be found at our website, OregonFairTrade.org. There's a reports section on the front page, and that's in one of the many reports. Some of the other reports delve into other issues with the TPP, but there's one that's an analysis of the entire agreement, going through chapter by chapter and some of the issues, whether they be labor, environmental, or human or public health issues, can be found in that analysis.
And are there next steps after this rally?
Well, very, very short-term next steps. Pride at Work, who is co-sponsoring the rally with us, has invited us to march with them at the Pride Parade on Sunday, which Fairtrade is very excited to be doing. And then we're just keeping up the pressure on our congressional members of Congress that have not yet publicly opposed the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So for Portland metro area, that's Representative Blumenauer and Representative Bonamici and Senator Wyden. And so coming up later this month, we're having Bad Trade Kills Good Jobs rallies. That information is also available on our website. And later this summer, we're actually going to be hosting a national concert, Rock Against the TPP, that is being put on by Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine's record label.
That sounds wonderful.
I did want to add one more thing. I almost forgot, but for Pride Month, 27 House members, all Democrats, submitted a letter to President Obama asking him to renegotiate the Trans-Pacific Partnership to include LGBT protections. Who is missing from that letter? Representative Blumenauer, Representative Bonamici. The only Oregonian that signed that letter was Representative Pete DeFazio from the southern part of the state. And so it was really well-timed because our Pride rally was already happening. But there's movement on this issue both here in Portland with this rally, but also in the halls of Capitol Hill, where there are a number of House members who know that this is not an acceptable trade deal for many reasons, one of them being the omission of any protections for queer folk. And yet, Earl Blumenauer, as I've said, in the past a champion for our community, did not choose to sign that letter.
Shannon, thanks so much for updating us. We'll see you Friday at the rally at Congressperson Blumenauer's office.
Excellent. And I'm just going to throw that out one more time. It's noon, 911 Northeast 11th Avenue. Bring your rainbow flags, bring your pride, and bring your chanting voices. Thank you so much, Alan.
Thanks, Shannon. Much love.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're in the studio with Erica Williams of Greater Portland Trans Unity.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk maybe a little bit more about the event that Greater Portland Trans Unity is organizing this Saturday, the Trans March in conjunction with Pride Northwest's Pride Festival is going to be taking place this Saturday starting at 2:00. We're going to be having a rally in the North Park blocks there at West Burnside and Park. And we're going to have a lot of speakers, we had around 2,000 people last year, and we're hoping to meet or exceed that this year. And then we'll be marching a short time later. And I'm actually really excited about the speaker list that we have this year. Our theme, kind of with some synergy going on from your last caller, our theme this year is Survive to Thrive, Jobs, Housing, and Healthcare Now. And the idea behind this theme is that Pride is a great time to show up, to celebrate, to just be like, oh yes, it's awesome to be me, it's awesome to be trans, it's awesome to be gay. But at the same time, we live in a society and in a community where a lot of very basic necessities are denied to trans people, specifically jobs, specifically housing, specifically healthcare. So our speaker list this year are all people from different organizations in the city and state that are working to give transgender people access to those necessities, who need volunteers, who need people in the community to help support them and to support each other. And so we are really hoping that this year after Pride, people can come away with knowledge of things that they can do, things that other people are doing in order to provide for us.
Wonderful. Who are some of the speakers we can look forward to?
Yeah, we have folks coming from Outside In, which is a great local organization working with the houseless community and also providing medical care and advocacy work for transgender people. We have folks coming from the Cascade AIDS Project, from Jobs with Justice, we have people coming from OHSU talking about how to navigate the medical system in this city, and folks from Portland Tenants United talking about organizing renters in order to secure better housing for us and fight against discrimination.
That's wonderful. I'm on that organizing committee for Portland Tenants United, so that's pretty cool.
Awesome. Do you know Oren? They'll be speaking there.
Not all right. Yet. Let's see, what else is planned for Trans Pride this week?
Yeah, well, we have a march that's going to be going down the normal Pride march route through historic Chinatown and Old Town. And we are hoping to have a very large turnout for that, make ourselves seen throughout the city. And then at the Pride Pavilion, we have a number of partner organizations. This year, we're really trying to emphasize this idea that if we want to have a community that can protect itself, that can support itself in the wake of violence and tragedies like we have seen very recently in Orlando. That kind of violence is something that a lot of trans folks live with on a day-to-day basis, the threat of that violence. And if we want to have a community that supports itself and supports each other through that kind of threat, then we need to be stronger. We need to be able to be out in public and organized and fighting for our own rights. And so after the march, we are going to be at the Pride Pavilion. We have a booth, and we have a number of partner organizations that are also going to be at the Pride Pavilion that our marchers can go and talk to, can get involved with, can learn what those organizations can do for them and what they can do for those organizations.
And are there other events throughout the week?
Well, today going on right now at the Q Center, there is a sign making party. Hi, Lyles, if you're listening to this. There is going to be a trans men party, a picnic in Overlook Park, the exact date and time of which escapes me. But if you check the Facebook page for Portland Trans Unity, Greater Portland Trans Unity, it should be on there. And other than that, there is just the general Pride Pride events happening. There is also going to be another vigil on Thursday night at the Q Center for the victims of the Orlando shooting, that we encourage people who are in our organization and who are intending to come to the Trans March also show up at, to show solidarity with the whole queer community.
Yeah, it's a heck of a week.
It's a heck of a week.
Well, welcome back, Candy.
Hello, good evening.
It's good to see you.
Yes, thank you very much for having me again. It's wonderful to be here.
We have with us Candy Brings Plenty with Portland Two Spirit Society. How are you doing?
Well, I have gone through a whirlwind of emotions this week on various levels. And I am very grateful that we have the community that we have. And, you know, being a leader for the communities of color, this has really hit home in so many different perspectives. But I am so grateful, you know, that we have Pride in front of us. That's something in itself that is a huge healing opportunity. I just really feel this heartfelt sadness for those who've already had their Pride events behind them. And now we have this in front of us. So we need to extend our hands and our hearts out to not only just our community, but to all those surrounding communities who would like to be a part of this opportunity to express what Pride means to us, to also embrace the healing opportunity, and to also be present in everything that's happening in front of us.
Yeah. Thank you for that. So we have the full kit and caboodle of Pride coming up this weekend. But first, let's hear from you, Candy, about the Two Spirit Society.
Okay, yes. Let me see where to begin. I am the director of the Portland Two Spirit Society. We have several events coming up, but I would like to first off just begin about talking about the Portland Two Spirit Society. We are definitely a newer addition compared to a lot of the community organizations who've been here for quite a while. We were founded in 2010 by the original founder, Asa Wright, and I came into leadership as of a year and a half ago. And I took a year to really just take a step back and learn the community. And that's definitely part of a protocol from our Native American culture, is to learn the community that you're in, to learn and respect, and to take a standpoint as a spectator, so that we can learn what it is that we want to embrace in this community. And being part of the Two Spirit movement, it is about reclaiming our place in the sacred circle. So I took some time to create a strategic plan and to learn the community and to create a network and a strong foundation for our community, because the intent for being Two Spirit is bridging the communities together from our cultural traditional aspects and also the mainstream queer community, and bridging together and creating the space for Two-Spirit people so that they have a place to call home. Because oftentimes, even within the communities of color, you know, I take a look around as well as other Indigenous Two-Spirits, and you don't see your face in the crowd. So my intent with leadership is to bring visibility, first of all, to the Two-Spirit community, to enhance the Two-Spirit movement, which is reclaiming space in sacred circles. And that sacred circle is within the queer community or within our traditional aspects from our own cultural identities. And also to just create that space for other community members who are trying to figure out where they fit in.
How is the Two-Spirit Society developing?
Well, we've been moving forward, definitely. So like I was saying, in 2010, the initiation of the Portland Two-Spirit Society came from branching off and creating a more local community for the Native American community. Prior to that, a lot of the community members were a part of the Northwest Two-Spirit Society, which is based in Seattle. And so far, there's over 32 recognized Two-Spirit Societies across the nation, but there's also international Two-Spirit Societies. And the term Two-Spirit was coined in the early 1990s at an international gathering, and an Indigenous international gathering. And it was in regards to finding an identity and a term that covered the exponential languages. So in the United States, there's over 580 tribes. Now, if you multiply that by, you know, the different LGBTQ terms, times that by 580 Indigenous languages, as well as the languages up in Canada and Central America, South America, and to Indigenous people, that's the term of Turtle Island. So the people who identify as Two-Spirit, there's numerous languages, terms, cultures that identify the fluidity of gender, that identify the fluidity of sexual orientation. So the term Two-Spirit is an umbrella term that covers all of that. So there's definitely a lot of prospect for embracing identities and cultures. And I feel that's kind of part of my platform, you know, moving forward with the development of the Portland Two-Spirit Society, is continuing with the momentum of identifying and reclaiming Indigenous peoples, Indigenous lands, and reclaiming that space.
What is the Two-Spirit Society here in Portland doing this weekend? It sounds really exciting.
Okay, yes, definitely. And so, well, let's see here. Starting, one thing that I want to start off with is definitely we have a lot of initiatives going towards our solidarity for Orlando, you know, that hit home very deeply. And I've been seeing the streams, and I've, like I was saying, I was in a whirlwind of emotions, because to hear our president and to hear a lot of people say this is the worst massacre on United States soil, when, you know, if you've seen Facebook, there's a lot of talk, and it's out there, you know, Wounded Knee Massacre. That's home for me. That's the Oglala Lakota Oyate that I come from. I have a great-great-grandma who survived as an infant from the Wounded Knee Massacre. And so, you know, and it's not about stating who, what, where, when, why the biggest massacre happened. What I really want to move forward is that it is another Indigenous nation that was massacred. And now it's the second Indigenous nation. It's another community of color. And so it's not about, you know, it definitely is this treacherous hate crime, but there's so much more behind that that I want to highlight and lift up and move forward. And so, you know, and that's something that we've been talking about within the communities of color. A few of the leaders have reached out, and we want to band together as a community in solidarity and extend the invite for other Indigenous cultures to march with the Portland Two Spirit Pride to show that as Grand Marshal, we want to create and hold that space, and we want to identify that we are in solidarity. And I'm very grateful, and the Portland Two Spirit Society has been very blessed to be offered to be Grand Marshal and to be offered a lot of space for visibility, because it is time. You know, we are in that time of opening our eyes to seeing that there's so much more beyond what's right in front of us, you know, and definitely that's why I initiated offering a blessing before the Pride March. And that's how this entire journey has begun for the Portland Two Spirit Society, was that I wanted to bring visibility to our community and reclaim that space for offering a blessing, because that is our protocol. As Two Spirit people, we have an honored place in the community. And to begin a celebration with a prayer and a blessing is amazing, and something that is very momentum and monumentous at this time. So I'm very excited to move forward in that direction. And with that said, starting on Thursday morning, I've been asked to be a part of reading and, or excuse me, not reading, just being a part of the proclamation, the Pride Proclamation reading for the Multnomah County in front of the commissioners, and just to open up and bring awareness to know that our county, our city, and our community is behind us. So that is the first thing that we'll be starting off Thursday morning. And then Thursday evening, we are also a part of the vigil with the Pride Northwest and the Q Center. And that's something else that I've been reading a lot about and hearing. And I really want to emphasize that it is going to be led heavily by community of color, and that there is space for each of the community of color's leaders who will be talking, who will be expressing their solidarity and their support. And also the Portland Two Spirit Society will be closing with our portion of the vigil with reading of the names, and I'll be singing a prayer song. And I think that's definitely appropriate, because each of our communities of color has our own way of grieving. We have our own protocols of culture. We have our own forms of vigils. So I'm very excited and grateful that Pride Northwest and the Q Center created that space for us.
Thank you, Candy. Do you know offhand what time the vigil is on Thursday?
I believe it's from 7 to 9.
Okay.
I believe that's correct, yes.
Wonderful. Thanks, Erica. We have Khalil Edwards on the line with us. Khalil?
Hello.
Hi, Khalil.
Hi.
Hi there. I can, yes. Thanks so much for joining us. You are helping organize Portland Black Pride this year. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wonderful. And, of course, you're a longtime regular guest on KBOO, so we're happy to have you here talking Pride with us. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are?
My name is Khalil Edwards. I am the co-director for PFLAG Portland Black Chapter. We were founded in 2009 as the first Black chapter of PFLAG in the country, so really excited to have that legacy. We were actually surprised. It's like, little old Portland, first Black chapter. And we thought other cities with a higher population of communities of color would have been before us, but we're happy to hold that space. And so I've been in that role for many years now. Our organization is 7 years old. We just celebrated our seven-year anniversary in May. And Portland Black Pride is a program that has been around for many years, and is a celebration that's been around for many years here in Portland. And in 2011, we took that in as one of the programs for PFLAG Portland Black Chapter. And from 2009 to 2011, there was a gap, and it was not housed in a particular organization, which is part of what our work grew out of as PFLAG Portland Black Chapter, but also specifically to Portland Black Pride. We recognized that, you know, it's a very important part of our community. It's a cornerstone within our community, and that we needed to ensure that we continued that, to hold that space and to continue that within our community. And so in 2011, we added that to our programming and really revitalized Portland Black Pride, and have been doing it ever since 2011.
Wonderful. So what, Khalil, what can we look forward to coming up?
Oh, wow. So, yeah, we revitalized Portland Black Pride when we brought it back in 2011. And previously it had been, you know, a few events over about a weekend of celebration. And we, it's one of the bigger celebrations for our organization and our community. And so we felt the need to expand that to really create many opportunities and for our community to be able to come together and to provide space for the wide spectrum that is the Black, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, plus community. And so we have lots of events happening over the span of a week. Well, starting off on this weekend, of course, we'll be in the Portland Pride Parade, and we'll have a booth. So we'd love for folks to come march with us in the parade, and, of course, come check out our booth this weekend. But Portland Black Pride, we have a pre-funk party on Monday the 20th. The official kickoff is the 21st. It's at the local lounge. We have open mic happening for that event. We have food and prizes and sharing about everything that's coming up. And it's also the farewell show for Queens of the Night, which is Portland's premier hip-hop drag show, which is really exciting. It's going to be cast members from out of Oregon, across the country, and of course a lot of great acts from Portland that will be participating in that. So it's really a really big event, and it's like a great way to launch into the celebration of Portland Black Pride for the 2016 celebration. Moving after that, on Thursday, we have a old school card party. It's really geared towards, it's all ages, but it's really geared to make space for folks that are not necessarily interested in going out to a club, and for playing kind of old school music for the older generation and folks that are LGBTQ elders within our community. So we'll have a spades tournament and a dominoes tournament. If you know how to throw down on the bones, encourage you to participate and win some prizes for that. It's a potluck with food and drinks. And again, that's all ages for everyone to participate. That evening, we're partnering with Shades, which is a happy hour space for that's all inclusive for LGBTQ folks and people of color and those at the intersection. So that's going to be a Dig a Pony that evening until about 10 p.m. On Friday, we have our Oaks Park Family Fun Day, so folks can come out, get a bracelet, wristband to ride all the rides. It's unlimited rides, and it's also you get skates to enjoy the skate party. We'll be there all day, and we're providing carpool, transportation, potluck. We'll have a picnic area for folks to check out. Friday night, we're partnering with Twerk, which has been around for a couple years now, and it's going to be a hip-hop dance party for folks to check out that evening. Saturday, we will be doing a screening in partnership with Black Lives Matter Portland, talking about looking at the Lemonade from Beyonce and really looking at the having a discussion and unpacking kind of what that means to our community and lifting up the messages that we have found in that and other folks have found in that screening and kind of embracing Black community, LGBTQ community, Black feminism, Black queer feminism, and kind of unraveling all those different pieces within Lemonade and how that kind of speaks to those many different facets on that. So we're doing that Saturday at June Key Delta House. Saturday night, we're going to be having a karaoke party at Voice Box. So we're going to be there just having fun and singing, and it's a space for folks to come and enjoy that. Sunday is really one of our premier events, so I'm really excited to have folks come join us at Alberta Park. It's the Families of Color Day Out. It's the event that we've done since 2011, since we started presenting Portland Black Pride within our community, and it's kind of really a great way to like wrap up Portland Black Pride. So it's Families of Color Day Out at Alberta Park, and folks bring their blankets. We have tables and chairs and a DJ, tons of games for kids and adults. Like last year, I did the potato sack race and the water balloon toss. We're all face painting and just a ton of things for folks to just be in the park, enjoying each other, being their full selves, celebrating community, celebrating all that we are, and just having space to connect with each other and be ourselves. So it's going to be really exciting.
All of that sounds great. And we'll be able to catch PFLAG Black Chapter folks at the parade and at the festival this weekend. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we are marching in the parade. So, again, we're going to have our booth there. We have a Portland Black Pride booth. We also have a PFLAG booth that will have all the chapters of PFLAG Portland. So we're like an umbrella of groups together. It's PFLAG Portland, PFLAG Portland Black Chapter, PFLAG East County, and PFLAG Washington County, which just launched a few months ago. So really excited to have them join our family of PFLAGs in the Portland metro area and to really provide that space for folks in the Beaverton area that were previously having to travel to Portland to get connected to PFLAG and the resources and support and advocacy that we provide. And so we're going to be marching in the parade. Of course, it's at 10:30. It's when we'll meet up, and we'll get started at 11. And we have lots of fun in the parade. We'll be wearing our Black Pride T-shirts and our PFLAG T-shirts and all marching together. It's Portland Black Pride, it's PFLAG Black Chapter, it's other PFLAG chapters, and just celebrating love and each other. And we'll be playing music, and it's just going to be a really fun time.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Khalil. We look forward to seeing you this weekend and beyond.
Yeah, I just want to share, like, if folks want to get connected, please look us up on our website, which is pflagpdx.org. So that's a way to find out everything that we're doing. We're also on Facebook, so that's an awesome way and a good way to get connected. We have a Facebook page for Portland Black Pride. We also have our PFLAG Portland Black Chapter Facebook page. So both of those pages are a good way to be connected with our work and our events and everything happening for Portland Black Pride. And, you know, that's just one of the programs of PFLAG Black Chapter. We also do advocacy and youth outreach and our member and support program and our faith outreach work, in addition to presenting and hosting and planning Portland Black Pride. So please check us out. Please get involved. We really want folks to get connected with our work, and especially now with the recent tragedy, it's even more of an opportunity for us to celebrate who we are and be proud of who we are and to come together in love and support.
Thank you for those words, Khalil. Appreciate it. Appreciate all you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks. We are going to hear some music in just a moment. We're talking Pride here on Preference. I'm Alan, your host.
Oh,
Welcome back, listeners. You are listening to Preference here on KBOO. I'm Alan, your host. We're talking Pride. That was Bobby Humphrey, Harlem River Drive. I'm here with Erica Williams of Greater Portland Trans Unity and Candy Brings Plenty with Portland Two Spirit Society. And we're talking Pride. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's happening this week as it's Pride Week. So many events, so many great gatherings to create and extend community. And I think we might talk a little bit about what Pride means a little more generally, a little more broadly, what it means for folks. Candy, I think Two Spirit Society has some events we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But first of all, I would like to give a shout out and recognize that today is a Queer Hero Day for one of my heroes, Dee Pewu. And they are Glapin's, am I saying that correct? Glapin Northwest LGBTQ Histories Queer Hero for today. And so I want to take a moment just to recognize that. Hi, Dee. I love you. Thank you for being a queer hero for us. Okay, moving forward. Yes, thanks. Definitely. I wanted to put that out there and give her some love. But okay, back to Portland Two Spirit Society. Yes, we definitely have a very loaded itinerary for this weekend. And I was talking about it's starting on Thursday morning at Multnomah County. We'll be participating with API Pride, and talking and expressing our proclamation to the commissioners for the Multnomah County. And in the evening, there is the vigil with the Pride Northwest and the Q Center. And starting on Saturday, we have a blessing. We will be doing opening up the festivities for the actual site down at the waterfront.
And I believe the festival opens, it's a 12 to 6 Saturday and Sunday. So is the blessing at noon? Is that
yes,
right?
It'll be at noon. It'll be right at the very front. And we are very excited for that. Also, right after that, we will be having a booth. We will be having a booth, and we're inviting people to come on down. We will be not only selling shirts, but we're also going to have artwork from Two Spirit members themselves, information, and also just wanting to reach out to our community members so they can learn who we are and meet us and greet us. And from 2 to 5, we are also taking part in the Trans March. We will also be doing a blessing as well and marching with them, showing our support and supporting also our Trans Two Spirit members. So we are very excited for that. And from 5:30 to 6:30, we will be at the Delta Park powwow. That powwow is beginning 7 p.m. on Friday night. It's for throughout the weekend. It's Oregon's largest outdoor powwow. But they have always made space for the Portland Two Spirit Society and allowed us to reclaim our space within our Native community. So from 5:30 to 6:30, we will be having one of the very first honoring ceremonies. It's a coming out blessing ceremony. So for those who have not been honored or blessed when they came out, this is the time and opportunity. This is part of a traditional protocol to claim our own identity, to honor ourselves for the authentic lives that we are living. And I want to thank Pride Northwest for sponsoring that for us. We also have the Pride March on Sunday. And so the actual blessing will be at 10:50. And we are encouraging our members and also our partners and our collaborates, our allies, our loved ones to come march with us. And we, like I stated before, we want to support in solidarity all communities of color. We want to show that this year we are Pride Marshal, the Grand Marshal of the parade, and that we want to identify that this is a very sacred honoring, and we want to share that with the community. We want to embrace our community, and we want to continue moving forward and leading by example that there are many bridges that need to be built and that are there, and we just need to embrace each other and move forward We are very excited. We have numerous community members who are going to be marching with us, and we are going to be having our blessing. We are going to share our traditions and our culture and honor the fact that we are marching on Indigenous lands. And so I just very much want to thank everyone who's going to take part in that, and also to invite people to be coming down. I will be there at 9:30. We're meeting at 10 o'clock down at the North Park Blocks.
Wonderful. Thanks, Kenny. Erica, for folks who have tuned in the last little bit, can you give us another primer on what Greater Portland Trans Unity is organizing?
Yeah. So we have one main event this week. We have the Trans March happening on Saturday, starting at 2 with a rally in the Parks Blocks, the North Park Blocks there on West Division, or West Burnside, sorry. And then we will be marching to the Pride Pavilion. And something that we are emphasizing this year, we are trying to have a very strong theme. Our theme is Survive to Thrive, Jobs, Housing, Healthcare Now. And we are having speakers talk about their different organizations that are working to provide those necessities, jobs, housing, and healthcare to the trans community. And we have a number of partner organizations trying to focus on the ways that we have failed as transgender people to create an actual inclusive community for all transgender people. We have a situation now where I don't think it is a secret that a lot of transgender people feel like they are outside the mainstream gay rights movement, or have been until very recently looking in. And there is also then among white transgender people not an acknowledgement that there are many other communities of transgender people of color who feel like they are on the outside looking in at this nascent transgender rights movement. So our emphasis this year is on looking at ways that we can actually physically, materially support one another, looking at ways that we can actually physically, materially build a community that can address these issues. Because right now it feels like we are all in mourning. It feels like we are all at our wits' end in a lot of ways, because we are going through all these struggles individually, because we are dealing with things like the killing in Orlando individually, because we are dealing with the suicides and murders that are in the transgender community individually. And we are working to provide an alternative for that this Saturday, 2 o'clock.
Wonderful. Let's switch focus a little bit. Maybe we can talk about what Pride means more generally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that at its best, what Pride is a celebration and a commemoration of the ways that people who fall under what was the gay umbrella, what is the LGBTQ umbrella, what is all of these marginalized sexual and gender identities, commemorating the ways that we have been able to fight back against and struggle against a society that has excluded us, a society that has tried to shove us to the margins. And I don't know. It's a better known fact now that, you know, the riot at Stonewall was started by trans women of color, was led by them in response to a police raid of the Stonewall Inn. And I feel like that is the tradition that when Pride is at its best, it is commemorating that. It is commemorating this idea that we will not be put to the margins. We will not be oppressed. We will not be abused. And it is also commemorating all of the ways at its best that this is an effort that has been led largely by people of color. It is an effort and a movement that has been that has at different points tried to really build something radical and radically inclusive. And that's the spirit of Pride that I'm interested in.
Candy, do you have thoughts you want to share on the broader meaning of pride?
Well, my perspective for the meaning of pride is that it's celebrating the love we have for ourselves, the love that we have for our community. And I think that this year, pride is definitely going to be a historical moment for our community, for communities everywhere. And, you know, there is that gap. And I think even the fact that the Portland Two-Spirit Society is the Grand Marshal, and that is the role of Two-Spirits, is to bridge that gap. I feel that this is a time for communities of color leaders all to come together and to build those bridges and to love our community and to love one another and to embrace each other. And that to me is definitely defining solidarity. And which is why, you know, I am right now and have been today extending the invite to other communities of color to march with us during during the Pride March. You know, I feel that pride in itself is to show how much we can identify with ourselves and respect ourselves and honor ourselves. And so that's exactly why we're being proud, is because we finally get to be our authentic selves wholeheartedly, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. And so, you know, with that said, we are going to wake up on Saturday morning and we're going to have this amazing day filled with all kinds of pride and proud moments. And then come Sunday, you know, I am very excited for that day for many reasons. I have had people from across the nation, friends, family, loved ones, and just random strangers who have seen my number on Facebook or sent me messages saying, "Are you scared for this weekend?" You know, even on Sunday, I received a phone call from the Oregonian asking for a quote from me specifically on how I felt about being Pride Marshals, the Grand Marshals for Pride, and with everything that had happened. And, you know, I wanted to express that we've been bullied enough. We are not going to let homophobia, transphobia, or any type of hate hold us back. We have evolved to where we are today, to where we can have civil embracements between each other, within communities of color, within straight communities, allies. And I am proud to say that we are at a place right now where in a couple of days we are going to have this vigil, and it is definitely going to be led by the communities of color. And we are going to celebrate, and we are going to show our love for each and every culture that has their way of praying, of being proud, of honoring themselves, of commemorating. And I am very excited to be a part of this community.
Yeah. The vigil is Thursday night at the Q Center, 7 p.m. Is there more you want to say about the Thursday night's vigil, Candy?
For right now, I know that that it will be led and opened by Pride Northwest and Justin Pabalate, co-director of the Q Center. And then there's a lineup of people from the Portland Black PFLAG chapter and API Pride. I think it's the Latino Network, and then the Portland Two-Spirit Society will be closing. We will be reading off the names, and like I said, we will also have a statement and a prayer, and I will be closing with a prayer song.
Wonderful. Again, that's Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Q Center. We're nearing the end of our program. Erica and Candy, do you have last thoughts you want to share with folks about Pride, about Pride Weekend, about what's coming up, about what you're excited about, what you're thinking about this week?
You know, I want to say that when I think of Pride, you know, before today, before this weekend, before the tragedies, before becoming Grand Marshals, I thought of the rainbow always, you know, definitely thought of the rainbow, the many colors. And I defined myself as, you know, I think initially I identified as bisexual, then I identified as pansexual, and then I identified as two-spirit. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't see gender. I don't see orientation. I see spirits, and I see colorful spirits. And, you know, it's like, show your colors this weekend. Show your love, show your pride. And I think that's something I just want to emphasize.
I just want to say, like, to the transgender people out there listening, who are thinking about coming to the march this Saturday, I think that what we as a group of people need to be thinking about is how we create self-determination for ourselves, how we create a situation where we don't have to be worrying about, you know, what Caitlyn Jenner said. We don't have to be worrying about whether someone is giving us dirty looks on the bus. I want to create a situation where we are in control of our own destinies and where we can support and love one another and love those around us. And I'm hoping this weekend's going to be a start for that. I want to make sure that Pride this year is part of a movement. It's not just a weekend.
Wonderful. So again, the Trans Pride March is Saturday?
Saturday at 2 p.m. at the North Park Blocks, just off of West Burnside.
Wonderful. And we can find folks with the Two Spirit Society and folks who are going to join them marching as Grand Marshal of the Pride Parade on Sunday.
Yes, definitely. So I have it listed as meeting at 9:30. I will be there at 9:30. I just want there to be time for us to decorate, to help each other if there's needs for any type of regalia, for any type of just creating that time and space to get to know each other again. We do have a community of color that will be coming together, and I want to create time and space so that we can meet, and also just invite everyone to be there around 10 o'clock.
Wonderful. And that's launching from the North Park Box as well?
Yes, definitely. We will be number 6 in the lineup.
All right. So any other last thoughts? We have a few seconds left.
Stay safe out there. Pay attention. And I hope to see you at Pride this weekend.
Yes, definitely. I'm excited to be able to say hello to all those that have been supportive of us moving forward, and also to all of our allies. And I encourage everyone within our communities to come out. And if they haven't been a part of Pride, if they haven't been a part of any of the queer community events, to come out and learn and to come out and just embrace and support our communities.
Candy and Erica, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You as well. This has been Preference. Coming up next is Hard Knock Radio here on KBOO.
This is KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the World Beat PDX monthly series featuring Wamba on Tuesday, June 16th at the Analog Cafe in Portland. Wamba plays percussive jazz and funk with a strong World Beat influence and will be playing two sets that evening. Again, that's Wamba on Tuesday, June 16th at the Analog Cafe. 720